The Prudential Insurance Company of America presents When a Girl Marries, a story of young married life dedicated to all those who are in love. Joan and Harry Davis have paid dearly for their part in the divorce suit brought by Eve Stanley, a part in which they were the innocent victims of jealousy. For now it has been discovered that the case was built completely on lies. But all's well that ends well. For Joan, who collapsed after the verdict was reached, has completely recovered and is expected to leave the Cedarville Hospital tomorrow with all her dreams secure, for her baby has been saved. And today, the last trace of the unhappy divorce suit is erased. For today's special interview, we've invited James F. Wagner, a Prudential agent from Elizabeth, New Jersey. Do you live in Elizabeth, Mr. Wagner?
Up to 8 months ago, Mr. Gallup. Then we moved to Union, New Jersey, quite near Elizabeth.
Now, how many are included in that we of yours?
Mrs. Wagner, two boys, and one girl.
Well, that sounds like a real family. Now, what else can you tell us about yourself?
I served in the Army during 1918, and after that was in the retail business. I've been with the Prudential for the past 8 years.
Well, Mr. Wagner, each week we ask the Prudential agent appearing on this program to describe an actual case showing how he's been able to serve his policyholders. So
you want one from me?
That's right, sir.
Well, one important way we agents are of service is in recommending the policy that best fits the needs of each policyholder and arranging the best way for a person to leave his life insurance money to his beneficiary.
Well, now, can you illustrate that point with an actual case?
Certainly. Not long ago, I called on a young man who had a wife and two young children. I discovered he carried no life insurance. His prospects for the future were excellent. But he told me he could afford only a relatively small amount right away for the protection his family needed and deserved.
What policy did you recommend, Mr. Wagner?
A modified Life 5 policy for $5,000. As you know, Mr. Gallup, the premium on this policy for the first 5 years is just half what it is after 5 years. But we figured his income 5 years from now would be large enough to stand the premium increase.
The right policy, I'd say. And did you also advise him as to how to leave his life insurance money?
Yes, I did. You see, his wife had had no business experience and knew little about handling his money. So we agreed it would be unwise to have the insurance paid in one cash sum.
What did you advise?
We arranged the policy so the Prudential will pay his wife $2,000 in cash for final expenses. The balance will be paid as income, $100 a month for 2 years and 6 months. This will replace part of the husband's salary and will give the family a chance to readjust themselves to new conditions.
Well, thanks, Mr. Wagner. I'm sure you've helped us appreciate how Prudential agents can be of service in recommending the proper policy and beneficiary arrangement for each individual policyholder. Now, When a Girl Marries, the story of Joan and Harry Davis. It's morning, and Harry has walked into Joan's room in the Cedarville Hospital to find her sitting up in a chair. In complete surprise, he says,
"Why, Joan, you're out of bed."
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, golly, it looks good to see you sitting up in that chair."
"It feels wonderful to be up. And, oh, darling, the doctor says I can go home tomorrow. There isn't any question about it."
"Oh, that's the best news I've heard in a dog's age. And, Joan, what do you think?"
"What?"
"Joe Draper came over this morning with his wife."
"Joe Draper?"
"Yes, and he made an affidavit telling the whole story about having lied on the witness stand because of the hold Ed Wilde had over
him." "Oh, he did?"
"And that's all we needed, Joan, to make the case complete."
"Oh, Harry, everything's just too wonderful." "Oh,
I know it is, darling. And now I want to talk to you about something else."
"What is it?"
"Look, what do you think about accepting your mother's invitation and going with her up to the ridge for a while and taking it easy and living the life of Riley?"
"Now, don't you dare start in on that, Harry. I just got through telling Mother yesterday that nothing in the world could make me go up there. I'm going home to my own house on Fox Meadow Lane, Harry. That's what I want. I want to be with you. If anybody could be waited on more than Lily waits on me, I'd like to know who it is."
"Oh, speaking of Lily, she's outside. She came over with me this morning. She insisted on arriving with some calves foot jelly or something that she made herself. I don't know what it is. But anyhow, she's dying to see you."
"Oh, Harry, please bring her in."
"You bet I will." Hey, Lily.
Yes, Mr. Davis?
It's okay. You can come in.
Yes, sir. Here I am.
Hello, Lily.
Oh, Miss Davis, honey, child. To think you've got out of bed and up and around again.
Yes, I'm around again, all right. And, Lily, I'm coming home tomorrow.
You hear that, Mr. Davis? She's coming home tomorrow.
I sure did hear it. I tried to get her to say she'd go with her mother for a few days, but...
What for? What she wants to stay with her for? Ain't going to do no good to stay with nobody except you, Mr. Davis. Ain't going to do no good to eat nobody's cooking except in Lily.
Don't I know that, Lily? Don't I know that? Oh, you'd do everything in the world for me. You're the dearest friend I ever had.
Thank you, Miss Davis. You're a very good friend to me, too. And, Miss Davis, I want to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I didn't wait till you got well to get married. I did get married last night.
Oh, why, Lily, you never told me.
No, sir, I didn't. I want to tell Miss Davis first off.
Uh-huh.
But last night, my general friend, he couldn't wait no more. He says it was high time I married up with him if I was going to. So I done it, Mr. Davis. Much as I'd like to have him wait, Mrs. Davis, he just couldn't wait no more.
Well, I'm glad you did it, Lily. And I hope you'll be very happy.
Oh, yes, Miss Davis, we're going to be very happy. He's a man of property. Not only that, but he's going to let me work for you all and nobody else, Mrs. Davis. I ain't going to be allowed to work for nobody else, only you all.
Oh, that's wonderful, Lily. I need you more than ever now.
Yes, I mean, that baby, he's going to need me, too. And I told my husband that no matter how much property he's got, I'm going to work for you all and stay by you. And when that baby comes, I'm going to look after him like no child ever been looked after.
Oh, Lily, it's good to have you. Everything's good. It's really a lovely world. I only wish I could have given you a lovely wedding.
Yes, my thanks, you. Honey, I've got some calf jelly.
Oh, Lily.
Lily, she can make calf foot jelly better than anybody else in the whole world.
What I like best about you, Lily, is your modesty.
Yes, sir, I'm modest, all right. Here it is, Miss Davis.
Oh, thank you, Lily.
You eat this today, and tomorrow when you come home, I'm going to have everything you like best for your supper. And you're going to lay there in your own little bed and look out of the window. Mr. Davis, he's going to bring up the tray.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Oh, I know I'm going to be all right from now on.
Yes, and you're going to be plenty all right from now on. And Lily, she's going to be here to see that everything's going to be all right for you and that child. You know, I've got a feeling about that child, Miss Davis. He's going to be remarkable. He ain't going to be like no other child. He's going to be so beautiful, and he's going to look like you and like his daddy.
Well, I think it's high time you got out of here, Lily, and let Mrs. Davis calm down.
Yes, sir. He's going to be the most beautifulest child ever lived. And Lily, she's going to dress him up and take him out in his little carriage and show him off to the folks and the neighbors.
All right, Lily. Scram.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, honey, child.
Goodbye, Lily. Until tomorrow. Oh, she's wonderful.
You bet your life she is. She's one of the nicest persons I ever met in my life.
Oh, Harry, I'm so glad I'm going home tomorrow. Please never let me go away from you again. Not for any reason.
You bet I won't let you go away from me. Oh, darling, I'm so glad you'd rather stay with me than with anybody else.
It is lunch hour, and Tom Davis has stopped by at the bookstore where Lola Farrell is working. He comes in and says...
Lola? Lola?
Oh, yes, Tom.
How about coming out to lunch with me, Lola? I'd like to talk to you about a few things.
Why, all right, Tom. I'd be glad to, I guess. Yes, I can go now.
All right. We can go next door in that lunchroom if you'd like.
All right. How's Joan?
Oh, she's much better this morning. She's going home tomorrow.
Is she really, Tom?
Uh-huh.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I'm so glad to hear it.
So am I. Gosh, you don't know how worried Mom's been about her. And so have I.
Yes, I know. I know all about it.
Okay, let's go, huh?
All right. Tom, I read in the paper about Aunt Ella.
Yeah, some story, eh, what?
I'm glad the truth came out. You don't know how glad I am.
I can imagine.
And about Eve.
I know one thing that'll surprise you. Phil and Eve are going back together again.
Together again? Oh, no.
That's right, Lola. And I think it's going to be all okay with him from now on.
But how could it be? After the way she brought a suit against him...
Don't ask me. I don't know anything except what Mom's been telling me. She saw Eve and Phil Stanley at the hospital together the other night. And they told her then that... They decided to begin all over again. I guess Eve's going to win out after all, Lola.
Yes. Yes, I guess Eve's going to win out.
Lola, does that make you feel so awful bad? I know you're nuts about Phil Stanley.
Yes, I am nuts about Phil Stanley.
That doesn't leave much for me to go on, does it?
No, Tom. But I never did encourage you, did I?
No, you didn't. You've always played square with me, Lola. But maybe someday, now that Phil's out of the picture,
oh,
maybe...
I don't know, Tom. Let's not talk about that again, please. Let's just be friends.
You know I want to be a great deal more to you than just a friend.
Yes, I know you do, Tom, but right now I don't want to even think about that.
Okay. Only remember, Lola, I'm always here. If you want me, I'm always here. And I'm not so bad, you know.
You're a dear. I love you, Tom, next to Phil.
Well, I'll get what consolation I can out of that one.
When will Joan be back from the hospital?
Tomorrow night.
Tom, do you suppose I could stop in there and see her for a minute and tell her I'm glad she's home?
Well, sure, I'm going over there myself tomorrow night for a while. I don't think it'll hurt her any just to have us drop in. I'll tell you, Lola, I'll come by and get you for dinner, and then we can run over there afterwards. Just long enough to say goodnight to her and tell her we're glad she's home.
I'd love to do that, Tom. I'd love to see her and tell her I'm sorry for anything I may have done.
Okay, then it's a date. I'll call for you tomorrow night.
All right, Tom, that's a date.
Behind the Prudential Insurance Company of America, there are 65 years of solid growth and experience. This experience has shown many ways to improve Prudential policies, so that today, people can have life insurance plans best suited to their own particular needs and the particular needs of their families. Through the years, it has always been the aim of the Prudential, insurance protection at the level consistent with safety. So Lola learns once and for all that Phil Stanley and Eve are going back together again, and that Tom is there whenever she wants him. Well, there we leave the story of When a Girl Marries until tomorrow at this same time. This program is brought to you by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, Newark, New Jersey. Beginning Sunday afternoon, August 31st, a wonderful new radio program, the Prudential Family Hour.